Shalom Mishpocha, Shalom family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, red hot would be an understatement if you had a miracle like my guest had. And the man that prayed for her miracle will be my guest all this week. He's actually your brother-in-law. And my guest is Franklin Walden, and the person that had one of the greatest creative miracles I've ever heard of is in the studio. Her name is Ruth Kersey. Ruth, you were born with one kidney, and then the worst-case scenario occurred. Your one kidney started dying on you. What did the doctor say?
They wanted to put me on dialysis because it wasn't working at all. They said that it had went down to the point of where they had to put me on dialysis or I couldn't live. So I went to the doctor, and when I got there, they sent me for x-rays, and they decided that everything was no way that they could do anything. So they put a shunt in my arm where I could go on dialysis the next day. So me and my husband went home from the doctor's office, and, of course, we was real grieved about it. So I had been in the hospital at different times with the kidney over the period of time, but we went back by Brother Franklin and Sister Carolyn's home, and we went in, and Brother Franklin prayed for me, and it was only a short little prayer. It was no long prayer. It was just a short prayer, and God instantly healed me. I knew there was something different. I knew I was better. The next day, I went back to the doctor, and I asked him to do x-rays, and he did x-rays, or sent me to get x-rays, and the girl was doing the x-rays. She said, "You can't be the same person." And I told her who I was and my birth date and everything again. And so she went out of the room. When she came back in, the doctor came in. And, of course, he knew me because I had been to him lots of times over the years. And he said, "I can't believe this." He said, "You've got two kidneys."
Two?
Yes,
two. But you
were
born with only one.
I know. That was the glorious part about it, that it was so wonderful to have two kidneys.
So you had a healing of your one kidney and a creative miracle for a second kidney to grow.
Yes, they was both working perfectly, and there was no poison, no infection, no anything.
So how did the doctor explain this?
He did, and he said it was a miracle. It had to be a miracle because said you didn't have one kidney and then have two. Said there was no way that that could be possible because the tubes and all wasn't even in there to my kidney. There was never no kidney completely. No tubes from the bladder, you know, to the kidney. There was nothing in there. There wasn't a kidney at all.
Well, Franklin, when you prayed for her, I mean the truth between the two of us, when you prayed for your sister-in-law, Ruth, did you really believe she was going to be healed? Tell me, between you and me.
I certainly did. I wouldn't pray if I couldn't pray the prayer of faith. I believed it. I believe it created miracles. I believe in the supernatural. I believe God can do anything.
Well, you know, going back even before you were born, your father had a word about your life. What did God tell him?
He said he laid his hand over my mother while she was carrying me. And he would pray, and God spoke to him and told him I'd leap in the womb when he'd pray for me. And said, "I'm going to give you a son, and he's going to preach and carry a healing ministry," is what he said, and that deliverance ministry to the people. And, of course, he didn't tell me all this for a while, you know. But he took me to pray with him all the time.
Well, let me tell you something. You know this, but I'm envious of you. You were so blessed by having a father. Now there was a point where everyone thought your father was crazy when he received the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and he received, tell me a little bit about what happened to him that caused people to think he was insane.
He went into the Spirit 6 days and 6 nights and didn't come out. And my Grandpa Bale, my mother's dad, they got ready to send him to the insane asylum. They thought he was crazy. And because he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And in this, he saw what was happening. And he said that back then we didn't have no money. But he had $5 he'd put under Seaman's trunk. And he said he's coming out. He saw a line of people come into that trunk. And he said, Lord, what is that? He said, that's the way it'll be with the ministers. I got to say it like he said it, that there'll be more after the money than there will after souls at the end, just before I return.
And well, then he must be ready to return soon, because that's what is going on, unfortunately.
That's right. And I'm looking for him anytime.
So your dad was 6 days and 6 nights. He was overcome by the Spirit of God. And now tell me a bit about your dad. I understand he couldn't read or write. How did he know what was in the Bible?
Well, God taught him.
God taught him? Come on.
He said that God carried him through the whole Bible. He said, I was there when Judas hung himself. He said, I heard the rope rubbing against the rock. He said he carried me through the whole Bible. And you could not fool him. You could read the Bible and misquote one word. And he said, stop, son. That ain't the way it is. Back up, read that again. We tried it. You couldn't do it. Couldn't do it.
Now, he saw outstanding miracles. Among them was your brother and your mother died and came back to life. Pick one of them and tell me about what happened.
Well, it was a lightning struck my mother, and it actually hit me the same time, but didn't kill me, just paralyzed me. And Dad, we couldn't get to a doctor. We lived out in the country. And the storm was so bad, it knocked a hole in the ground as big as a wash tub when it hit Mother in the top of the head. And he got down on his knees, pulled Mother up and put her head in his lap. And I remember the prayer prayed. He said, oh God, don't take her away from me. I love her and I need her to help me raise these children. And tears began to drop out of his eyes. I saw it with my own eyes. When the tears hit Mama's cheeks, she comes alive. And she'd been that way for 30 or 40 minutes.
I can't resist. Quickly, tell me about what happened to your brother.
My brother was in a car accident. And I was there when they had to drill 4 holes in his head to let the pressure off his brain. Mom and Daddy had to sign at the hospital that you would not be responsible for what happened. Well, we was waiting for him to come out. The doctors come out. They had him covered up with a sheet. And they said, Mr. Miss Wallen, I'm sorry we lost him. I was there. And they pushed him in the room. Daddy said, looked at him and started crying. He walked over to the bathroom, went in there and locked the door. And you're talking about groaning in the spirit. The Bible speaks of that. And you could hurt him to the other end of the hall of the hospital. He stayed there about 5 minutes. He come back out, reached over, pulled a sheet off his head, and my brother looked up with them big brown eyes. And the doctors just went, wow. The nurses, it caused a real panic in the hospital. God had raised him up from the dead.
So when you pray for someone, you have a gift a supernatural gift of faith, but to have that kind of a heritage, I mean, as I said earlier, it provokes me to jealousy to be able to have seen this as a young child. I mean, most Christians grow up in the church and they never see a miracle. And you know what happens to their faith? The reverse of what happened to your faith. Now, we're offering two of your books. One is called I love the title, The Unmistakable Invisible Anointing. And I'm going to tell you something, Mishpucha, when you read this and you hear his stories, you are going to just be so filled with the presence of God that I believe no matter how much the devil has tampered with you, and he has, that your faith is going to just be charged. It would be almost like, I mean, how would you have liked to have palled around with Franklin Walden's father and saw him praying for the dead? How different would your life be today? Well, you're going to go on a journey with Franklin's father when you read about him. As a matter of fact, then Franklin is going to mentor you on, because what we're supposed to do is go further than our teachers. So Franklin's father went to a certain point. Franklin went to the next point. And this generation doesn't understand these things. The second book we're going to offer is Step by Step. It's called Take These Steps to Be Healed. Between the two, very, very essential mentoring tools. We're going to make both books available, The Unmistakable Invisible Anointing. I feel like preaching when I say that. And Take These Steps to Be Healed. Both books available for donation of $25.
It was God's purpose from the beginning for all nations to become one in Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. To break down the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. When Jewish spiritual DNA merges with the New Covenant Christian DNA, there will be what Paul called life from the dead. That's why Sid Roth's website is loaded with cutting-edge articles and teaching about the one new man. Log on to SidRoth.org today.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.